Yo,
yo, yo, yo, what's going on? It's the Good Life Podcast, The Kickback. It is your boy, Good Life Russ. Hey, it's been a while. It's been a while since we had a guest and we really sat down and we got to know somebody new, you dig? So I'm excited. I got my spiritual sister with me, Walisha, the birth plug. Y'all know where to find her on every social media. Hey, and then we got, so you go by Midwest Zombie? What do they call you?
I go by Lando, a.k.a. Midwest Zombie, a.k.a. Cutter Crib. I got aliases, yes, sir. But hey, all three is definitely me, for sure.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Hey, we excited to have you on the show. This is going to be a delight. I think we talked backstage maybe 10 seconds, and I got excited because I'm like, okay, these is people who think, these people who speak their mind. That's what I'm here for.
Yes, sir. always.
That's what I'm here for. So if you can, just tell the listeners, the viewers, the followers, like, who you are, tell them a little bit about you, where they can find your social media, things like that.
Yes, sir. For anybody that doesn't know me, like I said, Lando, a.k.a. Midwest Zombie, a.k.a. Cutter Crib, rapper, singer, father, fashion designer, model. You can follow me on, well, Instagram is Midwest Zombie with a zero for the zombie. And then Twitter is Midwest Zombie, regular. Facebook, Cutter Crib with two Ds. All streaming platforms, Lando with the and sign. It's a lot, but once you in there, you in there.
Hey, I love Lando, though. I love the, because when I was Lando. Reading from the music, I love
YouTube
that.
YouTube like, is Lando.
Yes, it's Lando. Okay, Lando. Yes, yeah. I love that.
Yeah, that's fly. That's fly. Yeah,
appreciate it.
So
appreciate
talk to them about the album. Tell them the name, where to find
it. Okay, that's what I like to hear. Keep Sleeping, Volume 1. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We got physical copies.
Okay.
We got it all. Yes, yes. $10 a copy if y'all want a cop. But this is my seventh studio album.
Nice. And congratulations.
Yes, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And basically, I made it last year. It's basically a culmination of a whole bunch of things, but the main thing is everybody needs sleep. And it's a real common theme that if you slept on or if people are sleeping on you and like that's a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing because sleep is good. So keep sleeping.
I love that. Hey, I love that.
So, Lando, how long have you been doing music?
I've been doing music since I was 5 years old.
So can you take me through the stages? Like, at five, you were doing music at, like, what level? Like, basically rapping your favorite artist or playing around with the recorder? Like,
okay, so when I was five, my mom, she was a full-blown gospel singer. And we had a group, and the group was called New Passion for Purpose. And basically, I was making gospel music. So I was the hype man. My older brother was the main rapper, and my mom was the singer. And we basically was creating songs and performing them at our church and local block parties and stuff like that. So I was starting off making gospel music.
Won't he do it?
Mm-hmm. Big facts.
Started off gospel?
Yes. Dang, big facts. That's why I always.
Because I grew up in the church too. That's crazy.
Yeah. That's why I always keep a spiritual aspect in my music for sure. It's been instilled in me since birth. So.
So where are you at now spiritually?
Say it one more time.
Where are you at now spiritually?
Just that. I'm spiritual. Okay. I'm not subjective to no kinds of religions or anything like that, because I feel like you can learn anything. Even if you don't like it, you learn that you don't like it. So I'm never subjective. I always keep an open mind. And then plus, I love learning, and I don't know nothing. So I'm a vessel of God. So I'm here exploring the land that he paid for us, made for us, and doing my due diligence here until it's the afterlife.
That's beautiful, that. Man. That's beautiful. And it makes sense you do music.
Yeah, exactly.
And I feel like too, like, it's sad because, like, I was young when I got in the church, but I didn't know how to separate the religion from the spiritual. So even though I was going about everything spiritual, I was going about everything religiously spiritual. So it was only according to what was coming from the pulpit, only what was being preached in the Bible. And it started to fuck with my mental because it's like, how can certain things be a certain way? But now in today's world, they're this way. It doesn't make any sense. Like they, if I was able, you was able to turn water into wine, damn it. Hey.
Right. Where's the alchemy now? Like, for real.
But not only that, you should be able to do most shit. Like, if y'all was turning water into wine, now y'all should be able to turn this, turn the water into a whole fucking building. Like, it should be something else. So I got lost in that. So how did your mom or your family support the switch of your rapping being more spiritual and more personal to your life versus what you were being taught in the church realm?
So, yeah, I was going to say, after you said that, about that, basically, like, with my upbringing, I feel like I didn't fall under that category of, like, separating the spirit and religious. I definitely had a clear vision younger because of them. They definitely taught the religion ways, all of that. But after church or at home and stuff, more intricate and, you know, direct conversations, it always will revolve around the reality, you know what I'm saying? What we're really living. And even with them, they don't know everything, you know what I'm saying? So they're really just giving us, as kids, just the basic, you know, but we are very observant and we're watching them. And like I said, with the combos they're having with us and seeing like, okay, it is a difference from reality, the religion, you know what I'm saying, that we live in. So it was, and plus at the time I was the youngest in my household. Besides my cousins moved in with me, I'm talking about my immediate family. I was the youngest. I had an older brother, and we grew up in the hood. We grew up in Brunel, and I had nothing but older people around me. So them actually like seeing all of that, seeing just what the streets offer, and being in church. Then you combined it, because like I said, we're doing block parties, gospel music, and it's turn in the hood. So it's like, I ain't have no choice. And like I say, I'm a God's vessel, like, for real. And yeah, so I feel like I definitely had a clear-cut, you know, a clear-cut vision on reality and spiritual.
Right, being able to separate. That's dope.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
I feel like we live the same life.
Hey.
Listen to you and just talk about your life. Like, yeah. I feel like, and I'm 35. I feel like we live the same life. And
hey, we might have. That's how it be, man.
Yeah, and it's beautiful that to hear you speak about life. This is literally what we talk about on the show. This is what we talk about every day. And we're teaching people that there's so many different perspectives. A lot of times we feel our way is the way. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's, our difficulty is we don't have many options. And that's why I got into spirituality. Exactly why you did. I love to learn.
Exactly.
I never got enough of learning. You never get enough information. And man, when we're learning about ourselves, I feel like art is the best vessel to express ourselves. You know what I mean?
Facts.
And to see you do that, like, it's, that's awesome, bro. That's
likewise,
awesome. You speak everything.
Too. Just to see what y'all do too. Just not just giving a platform for others to come on and speak their piece and everything. Y'all being consistent with y'all selves, you know what I'm saying, with you and your sister, and y'all actually starting this up and y'all seeing through it. You know what I'm saying? That's beautiful. And it's the same. I feel like it's the same as my music and my art. This is y'all's art. You know what I'm saying?
I love that. Thank you for saying that. Because I know, for me, it is a challenging, like, literally have to remind myself, like, you know, that we changing lives out here. Like, we're
literally
having,
making
space to start that conversation that people need to have in their homes. And which brings me up to some of your music. Some songs I skip through just because it's natural with me. It wasn't nothing personal, but some songs I stopped and paused and I bopped to. And like Tim was saying, I appreciate the words. Like, I love a great beat, don't get me wrong.
You ain't got no choice when you hear some good beat.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I love when I'm bopping or just when I tone into and I can hear the words and the words are moving me. Like, literally, that shit is so dope. Like, to hear your heart on record and to know that your words, your voice, your vocals is impacting other people is, like, I understand it and appreciate it music in such another way now that I'm on my spiritual journey. So it's like, big up to you for, you know what I'm saying, like, being your true authentic self and sharing your thought process, sharing like how, like your think, your the way you think is gonna save another person, man, from some fucked up shit.
I already know it saved me. You know what I'm saying? So I already know. And no cap, piggybacking off what you said about the music and how you appreciate it and everything, and how like when you bop to words, it's different because our voice is an instrument. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be intricate with it. And it's such a flexible instrument. So it's like, you can do so much with just your voice. And that's why I do tie it back to like, y'all, I compare my music to y'all's podcast because y'all use your voice. Yeah, literally. So, and no cap, podcasts is, man, podcasts are, in this day and age, are like vital, like for real.
Yeah, you're so essential. We
they don't
are
even listen to the radio. Like my grandma, she wakes up, drives her car, listen to podcasts.
I should.
It's so vital out here. What y'all do? So
appreciate that, bro. That means a lot. And this is all of our work that we're cultivating. You know, I'm a man of the Renaissance. I like when everybody's doing art and everybody's at their best. I think it's gonna push all of us to connect more. You know what I mean? But also feel like we belong somewhere. I know a lot of times on this journey, especially the spiritual journey, it can get a little lonely. So how are you in those times? What is that like for you?
Well, like me being alone is like second nature dang near throughout my life. Me being the youngest growing up, I was really like, not alone per se, but I really wasn't relatable in my house as far as like just the general things. Like my older brother, he's 4 years older than me. So I'm in love with Dragon Ball Z, Pokemon, things like that. He watched MTV. The whole household watching BET and stuff. I'm watching it too, don't get me wrong, but like I'm still big on cartoons. I'm upstairs playing my Nintendo 64. Like, you feel me? Like, I remember one time, it was this one situation. I was trying to get on the back of my friend's pegs. He was riding his bike, and I ended up falling, and I burnt, like, the skin off my leg from the tire. I literally limped home, and I played the game to satisfy myself. I was crying playing the game. I'm telling you, like, so I was always alone in a sense, but when I grew up, like, it was certain situations and things in my life that isolated me because of my journey that I'm supposed to be on. Yeah. And I wasn't too knowledgeable of that because I was too worried about the reality and what flesh want, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's normal, though, because, you know, being adolescent. But I would say when I end up getting locked up, because I had did some time myself, and I did time in a different state in Florida, so I was really, really alone, and I really had to dig deep into myself, as in finding a comfortability, because if I don't, I'm gonna crash out like everybody else in here, and I'm gonna be a statistic for sure. So I love being alone as much as I love being around people, because I'm so comfortable with myself through all the things that I mentioned I've been through.
So basically, you was the black sheep of the family.
I still am to this day.
Because I'm the same here, and I'm the youngest as well. And that is the spiritual journey. That is our...
I'm the youngest as well.
Yeah, that's our rite of passage to be able to be alone but not be lonely.
Man.
And you got to keep yourself company in those type of instances. You know what I mean?
For sure.
We definitely live the same life. I just went to jail for the first time last year, and it was a funny experience. But I realized a lot of times when I've been isolated at home by myself, like it was no different. You know what I mean? And for me, like, I just read and meditated the whole time. Exactly. You know, you play cards and you do shit, but I was to myself for real.
Right.
You know what I mean? And those instances, like, they show us about ourselves.
Yeah.
In ways that you wouldn't have got these answers without going through this journey.
Exactly. It did just understand that everything happened for a reason, because we God's vessels. It's like, all right, we here for whatever reason. I'm not going to sit up here and try to dissect why I'm here. I'm going to try to dissect how I'm about to not get back here.
Yeah. And what can you learn from what's happening? You know what I mean? Exactly. Being present, like what's happening around you. And that's why podcasts are so beautiful, because usually people on them got a whole life off them. You dig? And I think that's the point. That's the point of art. Because I write poetry. I don't feel like I'll ever run out of subject matter. You know what I mean? Like, because I'm always going to be living life.
How can you?
Yeah.
I'm always going to have
a new story or a new experience. Or I can talk about the apple a million different ways. You dig?
You hear me. Literally.
But I think that's the art that we are pushing to get back for. I remember the people who were 10 to 15 years before me, like, being therapists and doing art for a career wasn't even an option for them in their minds.
Right.
Some people did it. Most people believe they couldn't. You feel me? And then when I came up, mental health was really just becoming a thing in like the 90s. People was really starting to be concerned about their mental health. You know what I mean? And now, this day and age with technology, I feel like we're having an identity crisis. Definitely. People are afraid because they don't know who they are, who they've been, or who they will be.
Exactly.
You dig? And what I tell people is that the future doesn't exist. We only live in the present.
Man.
So what you do now will become your future one day. You get what I'm saying? So we're constantly in control. We're constantly in a state of, man, do I want to get out of bed and go to work today? Do I want to be talked to this way? Do I want to procrastinate? Do I want to give up halfway through? You know what I mean? We got to declare these things. We got to challenge ourselves. That's how I rise to the occasion. I hold myself accountable. And then when I fall short, I'm like, oh, you're human.
Literally, that's what it is. And then, like, piggybacking off of how you're saying, like, asking yourself, do I want to get up for work or today or things like that? It even become difficult, even if you're doing something you love for your work, because of the trials and tribulations that you have to go through at that time that has nothing to do with the work. It's like, I mean, it has to do with the work with yourself, but that's outside of your work that you do for, you know, business and stuff. So, yeah, that's definitely real. That's definitely real.
And these thoughts, when we have these thoughts daily, it automatically isolates us, because it puts people in a box. How I describe it the best to people is you become the mirror. You constantly show them what they want and who they wish they could be and what they fear. You know what I mean? But the irony is that's what's going to set you free. You dig? Like, that's what's good for you. You need people like that. That's how you're going to transcend past what you felt like was your standard. Because what we live in now is our value. What we felt like we were worth. How hard we were going to go. How long we were going to put in. You dig? Facts. And once we step outside of all of that is when we can really achieve. Like, my mentors was people like Kobe. I want that type of work ethic. You dig? I want that to be the standard. And like you said, even in that realm, there's other things going on. I got kids. I got to feed myself. I got to watch myself. Yeah. I want to read. I want to do things.
Real.
You feel me? And I realized my life was hardest when I was surrounded with people who didn't do those things. I was constantly forced to choose. You were them. You were them. You were them. And for me now, what I live in my spiritual body, it's not a choice. It's me out the gate. Before you can finish asking, it's me.
Facts.
You dig? And that's hard. So give us some of your coping mechanisms. How do you deal with the harder days?
Well, I definitely write, you know what I'm saying, do my music. I get surrounded with my child, you know. I really do try to not even think about what it is at the point of time that's stressing me. Like, even if, like, I ain't get nothing figured out or nothing, I'm going to leave it all alone. I got to. Because I can't figure it out right now.
Yeah.
I'm not about to stress myself out more. Like, what the heck? I done did that way too many times. So yeah. I learned from that. It's like, it never worked out. And I done been in times where when I let it all go, God, right there. Boom. It done got better. So it's like, I'm not about to not listen to the faith, man, period. When it do come to them times, I cope, writing my music, get surrounded by my child and my closest peoples, let everything go that I'm worried about at that time. And then I know when it's going to be time to see about it. Mm-hmm. It's going to present itself, literally. Yeah. Just as much as the hard time presents itself, literally.
I love it. Sure.
Facts.
Go ahead, so she was saying something?
No, I just was like, I mean, I love the concept of how, like, all, like, his whole system of, you know, taking care of himself is his lifestyle, his regular lifestyle, like writing music, being around his children, and, like, you know, living his life, like, still choosing to live, like, and not deal with it. Like, that's hard for people to do. You understand how hard that is for people to be like, right now, I physically, mentally, I can't do shit about this situation, but worry about the hat.
I see it get posted on social media. People be just going. I'm talking about, like, as far as, like, when they want to commit, you know, stuff like
when
that.
When they want to be done.
Like, it's just crazy, and it's like, dang. But I understand, like, when they doing that, they just crying for help, and, like, they looking for some kind of help.
In instances, honestly, what I believe is it's natural. A lot of people are afraid to be, it's embarrassing. Other people make it embarrassing for you.
Yeah.
But it's natural. You know what I mean? You gotta wanna have a will to live. That's what I mean by I gotta wanna get out of bed. I don't force myself to do anything I don't wanna do. But I convince myself through purpose that this is what I should be doing.
Exactly.
And me living in my highest self, I only do what I feel I should be doing. You get what I'm saying?
Facts.
So it's always a test. Every single day it's a test. And that's how the test works. Because it knows some people on day 100, they're going to be like, oh, I'm done. Day 200, oh, I'm done. You feel me? But if you clock in and never clock out, it's going to be a whole different type of perspective that you start to build.
I just reposted a LeBron quote earlier today on my Instagram. He basically said, like, forget all the jewelry, all the cars, all the clothes, all the meaningless stuff. Just literally focus on the work. Everything is going to, the work is going to work it out itself. When you focus in on whatever your work is, literally just zone in. Everything, well, he was talking about material, but we can just get it to everything in general. It's going to work out itself when you just focus on what you know you're here to do, like, literally. And if you don't know what you're here to do, you ain't even got to really tweak out too much. You don't even know yet. So it's like,
right.
Like, you don't even know yet. You got it easier.
Literally, time is on your side. Like, that. And that's what I'm saying. It's crazy how we allow societal norms. And, like, it's a perception. Because, like you said, you were able to divide. Your family was talking to you about spirituality at home versus what you were learning in church and practicing at church, right? They were telling you the difference of the two and or how they align or whatever. But for me, I took everything literal. So it was no division from, okay, this is a practice, a doctrine that people are learning. This is a history of this type of way or whatever versus naturally, there is a way that you can connect with the beings around you, with the earth, with your higher self. There's a way you can connect, you know? So I'm working on something that you got, like how you operate now. That's dope. How you operate to where you like, if I can't deal with this shit, let it go. That's amazing.
For sure. I'm gonna have to come back to it eventually. So I can't figure it out now. It's okay. Like,
yeah,
that's on the block on them.
Literally, you got to.
Your body, it's crazy. What that should do to your body is crazy to hold on to it. So
I wonder
is that a man thing though?
And I think it's easier for us to grab environmental things. This is where we feed into the it should be nature and nurture. And I feel like women learn nurture more quickly. Men learn nature more quickly. We learn instinct. We learn kill, eat. You feel me? Provide, protect, things like that. It teaches us certain things about life.
Literally.
But a lot of men, where our downfall is we're disconnected with the nurture. So then you get our type of mind frames. You get men who are really good dads. They love being with little children. But also, they check a man. You feel me? I can do both.
Quick. That's facts, man. They don't
know. You know what I mean? And what we learned is not to take that energy back to the kids. That's our journey. That's our biggest, you know, gift that we will learn being in the streets and then deciding at one point to get out. So I think that's a good point to timestamp where you are, because we heard everything about you now. So I want you to reverse engineer and put yourself in your mindset when you released your first album. And what were you, give us just an idea. Like, what was that inspiration? Was it, you know what I mean? Money? Was it girls? Was it art? Was it what? How did you get here? Like, kind of walk us to how you got here. Because 7 albums, that's a lot of life. That's a lot to talk about.
Yeah. And it's crazy because I dropped my first album when I got out of jail in 2018.
Okay.
So I was basically
so you've been fresh busy.
Out of jail. Yeah, it's called The Easy Way. It's you've on been my busy. SoundCloud. Yeah, I was fresh out of jail and I came home. I always rap, like I said, when I was younger. And even then, like Cutter Crib, that's what I used to go by on YouTube. I still got songs. You feel me?
So, I feel like I heard that name before too, man.
Probably heard us. No, yeah. I'm not gonna lie. So you probably heard it from Kid Cudi, because that's where I got Cutter from. But I ain't gonna lie, I feel like I invented the word crit, because I just started saying crit as far as, like, you know how people say swag and
we
stuff.
We're gonna give you the credit.
Crit. Like, I started saying that, and that's when I just combined the two. So, I used to have songs out on YouTube under that alias, but when I got out of jail, I just rebranded. I keep my alter egos, because they're part of me, and the real ones that know me, they know them. So, I rebranded to Lando, because that's the overall me, and that's what people know me by as my nickname, you know what I'm saying? So I got out, I was so head on with the music. Like, as soon as I touched down, everybody already knew, because, like, I was able to communicate with people while I was in jail, and I was letting them know, like, I'm coming back, and I'm straight in the booth. I'm not playing. Woo-woo. And people were telling me that even before I got locked up, like, you should have took this music serious, blah, 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 because people already knew me for it. And, my brother, Toon, my main producer, I grew up with him and Brunel also. He makes my beats, and, one of my producers that make my beats. And
the production's fire.
Appreciate it. I got fire. I'm blessed with a good team. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, fire.
And I know them all personally, even... Some people are overseas, you know what I'm saying, that work with me, like, blessed with a good team. But he told me, too, like, as soon as I come out, we locking in. And as soon as I came out, I made a beat with him. I gave him his tag. I gave him a tag that he uses. And then, like, a producer tag is basically, like, you know how Metro Boomin once a month, how producers have different. Yeah, I made one for him. And then we locked in on my album. So I dropped 7 albums in 1920? 5 years. So
working.
Yeah. But it's easy for me. This is, you know,
it's
nothing. This is what I do.
so basically you always been like this, man.
Yeah. I always
and
love
that's good
music.
To see, man. It's good to see, because everyone needs to understand the journey. This is a lot of, we're going to be doing workshops, and this is what we will be teaching people. A lot of people are like, oh, DJing's buying them a scratcher and some.
And that's crazy. I'm not a DJ
equipment.
Too.
And I have so much more than that. You feel me?
I can DJ too, so I want to get in them workshops.
He do everything. Let's go. Yeah. But that's why we bringing them too, for those of us that are interested in just picking up new skills. But we're going to learn the ins and outs. We're going to learn the energy that comes with it. We're going to learn coping mechanisms to use that energy. And you got to do something you love. It's hard to consistently do something you don't love. And you're not in love with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we definitely got to touch on your love life, man. We got to.
I want to know how you wanted to go. Listen, I am single like a dollar bill. You hear me? But, you know,
I'm
a lover boy. I love loving. My thoughts on marriage, you said?
Yeah.
I'm not subjected to it myself personally. Like, I just don't. If I get married, I don't want no government involved. I don't care. Okay.
That part.
You got a good head on your shoulders, guys.
That ain't no marriage. Like, I don't even like. But like, what you mean? Like, I don't feel like we need them involved. I'm not. What? Like, so.
Yeah.
But to get real deeper on it, it's just like, it's me and you. If this is a union, if this is something that we're gonna do for life, like, this ain't got nothing to do with them or anyone. Not even my family. To be honest, this is me and you. Period. So it's like, I love the idea of marriage, and I definitely would get married, but it would definitely have to be on some terms, you know what I'm saying? Because, and I'm not subjective to having a meeting of the minds, because maybe a woman changed my mind, and I see, she may bring us some points that I didn't see, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not subjective, but right now, it would have to
And women have the ability to change your mind. So be safe out there, God.
Hey, listen. The phone line is about to be on red. About to have a red hotline. Like,
man. They're gonna be trying to twist your locks after this, G. This is how it goes.
Please.
I love what you said because of, you know, when we set the boundaries within our lifestyle, we don't have to watch our back and worry about who's sneaking in the back door. You know what I mean? Like,
man.
And then we can let our guard down. Go ahead.
And it's like, if we break up, why do I gotta go through government stuff and years of this? I'm trying to leave you now. You ain't about to keep holding me hostage. And then you trying to go in my pockets or, you know, prenups, all that. Come on, man. I ain't with all that, man.
It feels like war. It feels like separation and not unity.
Literally, like, what? Like, we about to sign a peace, like, Boston Tea Party peace treaties, and man, ain't nobody with all that, man. Come on now.
The irony was back in the day, you had to get your marriage ordained. You know what I mean? You had to meet with the ordained person. So you had to meet with a priest or a preacher, and they had to fill y'all out. They would ask y'all questions about your marriage, and then they would decide if y'all should get married or not. He would tell you then and there, like, I'm not going to sign off on a wedding. Like, y'all should leave each other immediately.
That is crazy. I'm just talking about
that shit. That's pretty much.
But that's when the priest could whoop your kids too. It was wild time.
What the hell? Oh, yeah, see. That's why I got real, and I wasn't born in them times, boy.
Yeah, it was wild time.
Yeah, because boy.
I mean, as quiet as it's kept, some churches are still practicing this. So, I mean, that's something that's still practiced. I wonder how those kids turn out. That was the same thing, yeah.
I draw the line in my kids.
You can say what you want to me. You can do what you want with me. Like, leave my kids out of it. You feel me? Once you come literally. For them, it's over.
I don't care. Right or wrong. I don't give. Literally, like, what? This is not.
This is the beauty of spirituality, because once I started speaking like that, I started realizing, like, I'm afraid to hear what other people got to say, and they don't think like that. You know what I mean? They see the bus coming and toss the kid in front. Like, all right, peace.
Man.
Block me.
Where to, God?
Catch that bus. You feel me? Listen. Like, so it's. I've lost respect for so many friends. I've ended so many business deals just based on your character, your aura. Like, if I don't feel your vibe, we can't do nothing. Cause I can't. It can't be no slumber party. I can't lay my head down near you. I can't trust you.
I can't let my guard down near you.
Bro. I can't trust you. You feel me? And that's exhausting. Nobody want to live like that.
No, that's facts, man.
You feel me? So the things we're learning, the things we implement, like meeting people like you, it's exciting, man, because these are the things as you get older, you're going to wonder, like, man, did the kids get it? And seeing, like, these kids are intelligent. These kids are smart as hell.
For sure.
You feel me? And this is where I tell people, we got to give ourselves grace. Like, we did that. We taught them this. We showed them this. Even times, like you said, when you didn't know what you was doing, that's just a superstition. It's still magic. You just don't believe. And once you start believing in it,
I said you're gonna plant
a seed and get a forest, bro. Is you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
everything you doing.
No cap, to piggyback on what you just said about the kid being intelligent. So my son, he's autistic, but literally
he's living my life. No, I'm telling you, listen, he's living my life.
Literally though, I said this in my song. Like, do you know they have competitions to draw a perfect circle?
Yeah.
Like, it's really competition. My son drew a perfect circle. And hey. I said, like, I'm just like, all right. I mean, I already know, but like, all right. And like, my son be singing.
Reassured.
He wakes up singing. This man, he knows. He wrote. He was at one of, when he went to one of his evaluations. Why this man was writing the numbers in Japanese?
Ooh.
Swear to God.
Ooh.
No cap. Yeah. He was writing the numbers in Japanese because he'd be watching Japanese videos on YouTube and different stuff. Like, I'll just be letting them go. No cap. And
that's amazing.
It'd be amazing me. It really do. And that's why I love fatherhood too, because like, I'm learning as much as he learning. Like, you, I'll be looking at him. He'd be looking at me. I'm like, what are we gonna do?
Yeah, like, we're figuring this out together.
He looking at me. I'm like, you teaching me too, bud. What we all?
I don't
like,
know either.
Dude, I look at him as an equal for sure. That's my boy. Like, no cap. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're a genuine dude, bro. Like, just hearing you talk, like, that is, it's touching my heart, bro. Because like, this is,
I appreciate that.
This is where as a society we learn to grow from each other, and we learn that. There's so many similarities in all of us. Like, I got autism. My youngest son has autism. You know what I mean? And I found out later in life. But then when I look back, I was like, yeah. I can
right,
see it.
Right. Oh, it makes sense.
But really, it's these things are superpowers. You feel
literally,
me? And
man.
This is what we're breaking out of. This is what I fight against in psychology. It's all these terms and these diagnoses and these mental illnesses. You feel me? Like, because all that's make-believe. And really, they got it figured out. When you can tap into your emotions, I didn't learn how to do that until in my late 20s. You feel me? Like, these kids get that. They can raise and lower their emotions when they feel like
that's
it.
That's why I let him guide me.
Yeah.
I still do body, you know what I'm saying? But
I know, I
he
thought,
guided
I, and
me.
And I get what you're
literally.
Saying.
Literally. When he's thirsty, he ain't going to tell, but he going, hey, he going, I know what it is. All right, bet. I'm going to get you something to drink. You right. Let's do it. So cap, man. I love it.
And you're teaching him universal communication, which is gonna have you aware in every situation. It's gonna have you cautious instead of afraid. You know what I mean? And you're gonna be willing to step into new environments because you know, like, I got this. Every environment was new. This ain't nothing different.
Literally,
you know what I mean?
It made me appreciate people with autism because I really never knew nothing about it for real. And then when I had my son, and now I'm looking back, like, because I always was the kid in school. I can literally sit at every table. You know what I'm saying? Even
Same.
With the, I'm talking about the disabled kids
Same.
To the popular, literally. Like, and I never liked bullying or none of that. And I was always a good guy to everybody. You feel me? Unless you do me away. So it gave me such an appreciation for not just autistic people, but like people in general. And it's like, dang, like I say, like you said, it's a superpower for real. And that is facts. I don't give a hell what no one's saying. I watch my son do that every day. So, like, it's real, man. It's real. So, yeah, it just be making me love.
He's blessed to have you, bro. Anymore. He's blessed to have you, for real.
Man, vice versa.
Yeah.
Someone to have.
Man.
Go ahead, Sissy. How you feeling?
I said to take someone to have like that type of spirit to deal with it. Like, you know, the first time I seen autism was like 98, you know, and you know, at this time, I'm almost 20. And so it's the first time in my life seeing the one level of it. And then I started working with someone, a child that had it like a couple years later. So this is like fast forward to 2003. So now I'm directly working with someone that has autism, right? Mm-hmm. And it was crazy because again, it's 2003. Nobody's saying his name. Nobody is saying that it's autism. Everybody's trying to understand it. And his parents had shame because they didn't understand. They didn't want it to be labeled whatever. Mm-hmm. And so instead of getting him the assistance that he needed, it just kind of dragged on a little bit. But they finally like changed up his diet and was able to cater to his needs, because he was just, he used to do this shit like, he used to take a chair, a big wooden like table chair, and spin it on one leg. Like, for, and it'll keep going forever and ever. He that was his thing. He would take things and like spin it on his side, like the most weirdest things, like glasses, like whatever, tilt it and make it spin, like super dope. But like for me, so yeah, like I guess I am appreciating that y'all both are understanding the children that you brought forth. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, when no labels, no nothing, you're understanding parts of you. Like, our children are parts of us, and our experiences manifested. You know what I'm saying? Fact. Yeah. All good things hope for.
Fact. You know? Yeah.
So I think it's dope that y'all tap into that and that y'all able to really cater to them, which really caters to the inner you, like your highest self. Like, y'all really, it's a full circle.
Man, like, I say that all the time. Literally.
I love that.
That's crazy. I say that verbatim all the time. Like, it literally do come full circle for me watching him. Literally. Mm-hmm. No cap.
And it becomes our privilege. And I see a lot of parents feel as if that's a burden. Ooh. And that's when we need to heal. You know what I
that
mean? When we're trying to take something that wants to be good for us and trying to demonize it, there's something we got to heal. There's a root somewhere that we're not addressing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of what we experience is a reaction to something we haven't addressed. Go ahead.
Right. It wasn't saying they got to let go of the shame. Like, it's not a negative approach on you, who you were as a parent or as you carry the child or how you interacted. Like, it's just, right now, the result is what it is. Like, you can try to dig deeper and understand and have ownership in terms of accountability moving forward. But at this point, like, the child is mixed up in the way that they're mixed up. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, like, their design is their design.
Literally.
Like, so we can understand and appreciate, help cultivate their design, rather than shaming it because it don't fit the norm.
Yeah,
because
that's what I'm about to just say. Like, who's to say we normal? Maybe we the weird ones. Like, for real.
Hey, I know I'm weird as fuck, bro.
Literally.
I sit here, people be like, I remember somebody's like, oh, you do what? I'm like, let me be quiet.
No.
Everybody don't do that. I'm weird. My bad. I forgot.
Too much information.
No cap. No cap. I be saying all the time, man. Like, what if we the ones wrong? Like, who is we to dictate another human that got 10 toes and 10 fingers? Just like you, like, come on. Bro.
Yeah. And all of that's healing. Once we heal those parts of ourselves, we won't even be able to look at the world that way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So what is your scope on the world? What's some of your favorite places? What's places you want to travel? Let's learn outside the music. Everything else outside the music.
For sure. I'll say, like, my destination dream spot is Japan, period. Like,
I love Japan.
Man, listen, I'm going to retire there. Like, literally, I'm going to retire there. I love the culture. I love everything about it. The nature out there and the people that I met that actually, I know somebody that live out there now, like, and she always tell me, like, man, best decision she ever made in her life, like, for sure. But the place that I've been, we're all in the United States, but like my favorite places is Florida. I'm not gonna lie, St. Louis. I can't say here, but because that's just, you feel me, automatic. But the top three would be Florida, anywhere in Florida.
I'm about to say, yeah, we're out in Florida.
If I gotta get specific, I'm gonna just say Central Florida, Clearwater, Tampa area, because that's where I was when I moved down there to Clearwater. And So I'll say Central Florida, St. Louis, and then Chicago.
Love Chicago.
Oh, so you
lived in Florida too.
We call Chicago Gotham. You hear me? The cap, because boy, I love Chicago's vibe, everything about it. And I got family that live out there. They've been living out there forever. And I used to visit there a lot as a child. And we used to have family reunions out there a lot too. So I'm very familiar with Chicago. And that's definitely one of my top spots I've been to. But where I want to go, Japan. I'll say my top three is Japan for sure, number one. I would say, what's that one spot called? I think it's Taiwan. I don't think it's Taiwan. It got one of the world's tallest buildings, not Dubai. It's another place. I forgot what it's called. It probably Thailand. And then Africa.
Hey, let's go.
Yeah, for sure. Sure.
So sis just went to Africa and she lived in Florida too.
How was it in Africa?
It was freaking amazing, like everything, all things hoped for. Again, it was full of harmony. If I had to describe it in one word, it was just full of harmony. The entire trip from waking up to the temperatures to the sun to the people, the vibrations was like all the harmony. It's a whole different vibe. It's like long lost cousins. It's like a family reunion.
Right.
Every single damn day, everywhere you go, because it's all black
people. Right. What country were you in Africa?
I went to Ghana.
Mm-hmm. That's fire.
I went there for 3 weeks.
That's fire. That is fire.
Yeah, it was dope.
Yeah, I want to visit the pyramids so bad. Yeah. So bad. Yeah. And the Sphinx. I always love the Sphinx.
Yeah, and you know there's a lot of pyramids here in the States, right?
Yeah, like in Memphis.
No, I mean, shit, you live in Florida. Florida got a ton of them. I mean, there's some here in Ohio too.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, from the natives. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The mountains, the same thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like like architecture.
Oh yeah, I love reading. And like, I just love looking at pictures. Like, I used to love looking at cityscapes and pictures and stuff, just bright lights. And then looking at, like I said, the Sphinx, like, I love photography too. So, like, I just always used to be interested in all that. Like, even I used to steal my history books from like classes just to look through the pictures. Swear to God, like, because it should be some fire pictures.
Yeah.
And like, no cap. And you know, just I always had a wild and deep imagination.
I love that.
So it's like, it was just something I used to always do, man. Yeah, no cap. I do got to visit some of them pyramids. You said, I'm not pyramids. You said they got some. Did you say they got pyramids in Florida?
Well, they mounds, you know. Like,
oh, mounds, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I ain't gonna lie. I definitely wouldn't need to go out there. Like, that's a sure.
And it's things that we'll start learning will feed the mind, will feed the brain. You know what I mean? And that's what I love to do anywhere I go. Like, I want to talk to the locals. I want to eat where they eat. I want to find a weed man. You know what I mean? Because they know where the food is. I'm working my way up.
No cap.
It forces us to connect. It forces us to be social. This is this new breed of people that we've been creating. It's the extroverted introverts. And it's because both of them are right. We are social beings, but we also have to adapt to being able to be alone. You know what I mean? And it'd take the pressure away from a lot of people. You know, I've always been able to release people. Like when someone's like, man, I'm contemplating on staying here and doing this with you or going to the military, I'm like, go kill some people. Like, get out of here. Like, take care.
Man.
Like, I have to release that because I don't know where your journey leads. And I know for sure I'm going to feel guilty if you hang around here with me and we just been watching TV for 30 years.
I'm weak, man. Man. Facts.
So yeah, I want you to be free. I want to be free. I want everybody to be free. But I still want, I desire the type of person who's still going to show up the next day. They know
literally
there ain't no front door. You ain't no hostage. Because yeah. I want you to choose to be here. I never want you to feel forced or obligated or, you know, well, my grandma was there, so I'm here.
Facts.
You can do that with anybody. I want some real shit.
Been the black sheep. Because I was not. Doing what y'all want me to do, man. Because it's not me. Not like I'm trying to be belligerent.
But I think that goes to show us all having something in common, being the youngest, because we had to observe, right? Everybody, where they were and whatever journey that they were on, we was able to observe them and their authentic selves at some point in the journey. Then, on top of, you know, figuring out our own shit, we had more things to add to the table or take away. Be like, okay, yes to this, no to that. And seeing like, okay, based on what you showed me, who you're showing me to be, none of this shit over here is true. Can't be. Because look at you. So we able to calculate, I think, a little bit more, and which is why it becomes like, oh, somewhat a bad sheep, because then you're still being treated as though, you know, your age, that you're always the youngest. So people are naturally, from parents down, are treating you a certain way. Like, you ain't learned it yet. I'm 41 and I still get treated like, they still treat me like a motherfucking child. Like, it's so crazy. Like, come on now. Yeah. I'm a grown ass woman, been there, done motherfucking that.
That's all they know to be that kind of figure.
Yeah, it never changes though, because once you're always at the bottom, you don't get to the top until you're at the top. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And not at the top doesn't mean financially or anything like that. It just means for them and their mental above them. So really standing on people's graves, or they spiritually submitting in a way to who God called us to be. Like,
yeah,
we came after y'all because y'all ain't get that shit right. So, I mean, what?
You're a clean up.
That's fact. Right.
But that, with that ideology, it helps us progress. It's what we see a lot in most of these industries. People don't want to retire. You know what I mean? And like I heard in a mob movie one time, which I love The Mob. But he said, eventually, like, you're going to have to move on or you're going to get moved on. You feel me? Literally. Like, the people whose place you're standing in, they're coming.
Literally.
And they want their spot. And we have all of this time that we waste and we're not fulfilling our purpose. So then we feel like we got all these do-overs. You dig? In the outside world, you have no do-overs. Like, I have to go into things thinking that there is no second chance. So I got to move like there's no second chance. And with ourselves, you got as many chances as you need. Reset, restart, realign. Shit, I do it 10 times a day sometimes. You feel me? Like, sometimes you got to type the paragraph just to see it and delete it. Like, nah, we ain't, not today. I'm going to let them breathe today. But you still got to type that paragraph out. You still got to see about it. And this is spirituality for me. All it says is be balanced. It doesn't say do this. You can't do that. Don't touch that. Here, eat this. Don't eat that. You dig? It says be balanced. Be your best self. And every group I went in, I didn't fit in. And I realized I was looking for acceptance from them because I knew they wasn't going to accept me. So I'm like, okay, let me show, they gonna show me something different. You know what I mean? But even the good groups, sometimes we get involved in, we grow out of. Like, I tried being vegan for a while. Even they was judging me. And I'm like, look, some days in my life, some days I'm gonna eat bacon. I'm eating bacon in the salad. I'm trying. You feel me?
I don't eat meat. What the hell? Y'all want meat? What you talking about?
I'm trying, but everybody's on their own clock. Everybody's on their own time. Now all I do is what's best for me. You know what I mean? And when we start listening to what's best for us, we realize it's gonna be scary at first, and you're gonna feel a little ashamed because we realize how much we haven't been listening to ourselves. How much we tune ourselves out listening to other frequencies, you dig?
Yeah.
So at this stage of the game, like, because the veil has been lifted. I mean, after 2019, the veil was lifted. You feel me? Like, after the pandemic, life is not the same for anybody. And then you have people for these 3 years pretending like, oh, everything's normal, and it just crumbled. It all fell apart. Because things have changed. They had us caged in like fucking rats. Straight up.
Facts.
Even convinced us that it made sense.
Yeah, and
things ain't the same at all.
Facts.
Go ahead, sis. Oh, well, there she go. But yeah, like, you know what I mean? Things ain't the same. Like, we're to a now a point where we got to decide what's it going to be. Like, am I choosing new me or old me? And that's been the pressure I always put on people. We always in that dynamic. Your life and the people you hang with and what you talk about, that represents the old you. Everything I'm about to show you and introduce is the new you. I can't force you to pick one, but you got to decide. You dig? And how we decide is through our actions, through our day. You still waking up at noon? Or are you getting up at six? You still stretching? Or are you still saying, oh, I'm going to stretch tomorrow. I'm going to get to it. It's all in how we speak. You are what you do. You know, you touched on that earlier, and that's one of my sayings. Like, what you feed will grow. It doesn't matter if it's good or I don't believe in good or bad. Everything has good or bad in it. Literally. Nothing is inherently good or bad. And definitely ain't no human going to tell me what's good or bad. You feel me? Like, who is this? Who's this clown? So for me, it's like now I'm understanding, okay, I have to learn to see the good and bad. I have to learn to see the balance in every single thing I do. You got to both see them handing you the bag of money and showing up saying, oh, no money for you. You got to live in both realities. And then through that, we decide what's best for us. And we got to get out of this notion, what's best for me is what's best for everybody. That's not realistic. You know what I mean? I'm happy that it's Wednesday. Some people wish it was Friday. It's not reality.
Literally.
You say tomato, I say tomato. Bro, it's communication on a different level. Everything we talking about is communication on a different level. You seeing who's who?
Facts. No cap. Like Biggie said, can't change the world, let's change yourself, man. Mm-hmm. And it's like, focusing on yourself ain't bad. And being stingy and selfish in some ways is really conducive, bro. Like, cause it's gonna be them times you got to, cause like you ain't gonna be no service to no one else if you're not good yourself. Like, so yeah, you definitely.
That's African proverb. They say sometimes you gotta be the lion to show them the lamb you really are. You dig? Like, you gotta have both sides.
Yeah,
but you gotta have discernment.
Can you say that again?
The proverb is, sometimes you have to be the lion to show them the lamb you really are.
I like that.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta go beast mode. You gotta be Marshawn Lynch. Sometimes you gotta be funny and relatable. Sometimes you gotta be a beast. But people can see you're comfortable in both. That's what life is about. That's what I had to learn. In the beginning, I was just pretending. I was like, oh, you can beat up 100 niggas if you want to. You feel me? Let 100 niggas run up. They get beat up. It's all pretending. And then as we grow up, we realize, like, damn, I could be that. Like, let me go learn how to fight. Right. You can start doing something about these dreams versus just praying on it. You can manifest it. You can alter it. You feel what I'm saying? Literally. So now we're in that perpetual state of realizing everything we have to this point has been altered. Someone manifested. We didn't ask for anything, so somebody just handed you something. And you so desperate to get something, you like, all right, mine. Like, can't nobody have it. You did?
Right.
Which is the opposite of our grain. Knowledge is meant to be shared. We learn what we learn to share with other people. There's nothing that we learn that we're supposed to hold on to. You dig? So then you start understanding that's just being smart.
Facts.
But being smart is just a level. And then there's a level of intelligence. And to me, being smart is having the information. Being intelligent means you can apply this to your life. You can see how people, you can see through them how they know this information, how they live, how they move, how they talk. You dig what I'm saying? So when we start trying to be intelligent, it's going to nip things in the bud that we used to enjoy. Like, pop ain't going to taste the same. Meat going to smell weird. It's going to change your whole psychology. And it's supposed to, because this is your rite of passage. And the reason you wasn't getting in is because you love that cheesesteak. You love that malt liquor.
Oh, we.
You love smelling like a wino. And that's your thing. People make excuses for that to be their thing. And how I freed myself is like, you don't need an excuse to have a good time. Why would I make an excuse to be doing what I'm doing? And you don't got a lie to kick it. So if you just here to bullshit, let's bullshit. But if you here for some real shit, that's what I'm going to hold you to that standard.
Right. Exactly.
I'm going to hold you to that standard every single moment. And this, again, this is what we need. This is a relationship. That's somebody talking to your soul. Fuck your heart. They passed that. I'm talking to your essence. I'm talking to the thing that jumped into your body. I ain't talking to the body. We know how to do that. That ain't hard. You feel me? take a feather to somebody's foot. It ain't hard to get a reaction from the body, but when you reach their soul and you talk to them on that level, you start yearning for it. You become a vampire to it. You need it. It's sustenance. Nothing else feels good. Nothing else is gasoline. Nothing else is fuel. Everything feels like it's pulling from you. You dig? And that's how it's supposed to be. And then in that moment, we got to go attach to someone who is of that opposite polarity. That's why they say healers need protectors. You got to go find somebody that's the opposite type of love language to you, that's learning in the reverse of how you're learning. You dig? Mm-hmm. For me, at my top is words of affirmation. For my bottom is touch. So the people I date are touch heavy, and they're working on words of affirmation. That's what they mean by opposites attract. We have to find in them what we're depleted, and then we'll start realizing what we have an abundance of that they've been asking their dad for, asking their brother for, asking random Joe for. You dig what I'm saying? So then because we don't chase things. Man, we don't chase women. If you chase something, that means it's trying to get away from you. We attract things. We become the type of person
we bring them in.
Yeah, you become the man who pulls that woman. And it ain't because of his car, G. It ain't because of the Gators. It's that gift of gab. He talking to her soul. You feel me? And then to maintain that, that's where we are learning now, because we weren't taught that. We were taught how to love a woman. We taught how to lust a woman. We were never taught how to maintain a woman. They didn't know. So now we are that generation. We are those people who, that's what we're learning. We're not learning just to take her on a date and sweep her off her feet and get her in bed. Nigga, make her happy 10 years from now. That's a real flex. That's a real flex. Fuck 10 days from now. Like, show me some longevity. Let me talk to her in 10 years about how it's been going. How many people want to sign you up for that? And they've been with this person for 20 years.
Message.
So now everything we're doing, like, this is what Assata Shakur said. Like, to be a revolutionary, your very existence should be an act of rebellion. Your very existence should shake the earth. Moving, walking, touching, talking. So I look up to those people, because this is what I'm going to segue into. We got to dig deeper. I got to know who your mentors are, you dig? But my mentors have played a huge part of my life. Some alive while I was alive, some dead before I was thought of. Some didn't know they was my mentor. Some was my best friend. Some was related to me. You know what I mean? But with young men, I can't speak for women, but I know with young men, mentorship is everything. It's powerful. That sense of authority that we learn when we're younger. So walk us down how that process went for you. Who'd you look up to? Who's your idols?
I'll say, like, I had a couple for real. Like,
okay.
Being the youngest, that always was me, like, watching all my older brothers and my friends, my older friends, you know what I'm saying? But specifically, I say, like, my manager, Jordan, who you know.
Yeah,
like,
shout out to Jordan.
He literally lived across the street from me, and he watched me grow up when I was a child. And, like, going over there, hooping with him and his family. And, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, they family was not different from us, but, like, it was a different dynamic over there, because, like, it was just always just so, everybody in the neighborhood, it's a rowdiness to them. We in the hood, you feel me? And then they family is just so knit, and just, they just giving love. That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I
looked up to that as far as compassion and being compassionate to people. I had a big brother through the Big Brother Big Sisters Association, and his name was Brett. And, man, I ain't gonna lie, he was the coolest, one of the coolest dudes I ever met, man. And, like, he literally would just get me, like, probably once a week or once every 2 weeks type stuff, and on the holidays, and bring me over his house and stuff, and take me out. We'd just go out to eat, you know what I'm saying, go to the movies. We went to Spider Park one time, like, and, man, at this time, like, I'm really deep in the streets, but I still got, like, stuff going on, like, my fault, brother, stuff going on like him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I always have the duality playing with me. So his mentorship came off the strength of, like, the other side is that, and, like, and it's not subjective, and it ain't objective. Like, they not, you feel me, just canceling people who come from a certain background or have certain morals or values. It's just how genuine are you about yourself and to other people and things. So he definitely taught me that. And then, man, I really say like everyone you like. Say one more time.
Any rappers you like, you look up to?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I was going to get into. Like, people I don't know personally, but who had an influence on me would be, like, Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Pharrell.
A legend.
I said Pharrell Williams, too. Okay. Fabulous.
Okay.
Michael Jackson. I ain't gonna lie, like Omarion to a certain degree.
Okay.
More on the singing side. I danced, but I wasn't really doing his type of dancing. So I'm like, yeah, I'm out of that. I can't do none of that.
Yeah, but, bro was dancing.
Yeah, it was over. I was never and he was doing it in the rain, all type of I'll say like Young Jeezy, Lil Flip.
Okay.
It's a lot of people. I will really go on a tangent.
I
want
to know what music do you listen to that's out of the social norm? Things that people wouldn't think you listen to.
I listen to instrumentals.
Okay.
Just instrumentals, like.
So you like piano chord. You like classical music type stuff. You like opera.
I'll listen to classical music. I'm not subjected to it. And I don't have specific songs that I go to listen to, but I heard some that was played and like I took a mental note, like, okay, this because I always do when I hear music. So
yeah.
But jazz for sure will be one. I like listening to piano chords and I like listening to guitar. So
okay. Yeah, because the power of what you're doing is music is a portal.
Facts.
You know what I mean? And music takes us to different places. But I tell people, music and food is one thing the whole world can relate on. It's something we all can connect on.
Yep.
Once we put all our prejudices away, you know what I mean? There are two things we all can connect on. We all know a fire beat when we hear it. And we all know some good food when we taste it. You know what I mean?
Said earlier, like when you hear that beat, you can't do nothing but bop or just.
Yeah. Even the beat's taking over, you just got to let go.
Literally, like, you going to look opera, you're going to be twitching. Like, what's wrong with this?
So do you engage in, like, the salsa dancing? Where do we draw the line in dancing?
Man, we was jerking. We was jerking. That is where we draw the line at.
I know how to
jerk my ass off.
Dougie, yo, that was a whole epidemic. Robin. That took the world by storm.
When was that?
My brother next to me, God. He was in my group. My brother next to me right here. He was in my group, boy. We was sponsored by clotheslines, all type of stuff, bro. We was really lit, bro. It was not no joke. We still got our videos out, too, bro. I swear to God.
That's what's up.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna lie, I ain't the dancer type. I jig and do my little bop, but
yeah,
I'm not even gonna disrespect dancers like that. Like,
you still young, you dance got time.
And my older brother, he's a dancer, crumper, but he danced, and I go to too much dance competitions to understand. Yeah, I'm not that. Like, for sure, another reminder of Marion. Like,
it's definitely changed.
Man, I remember dances when they was swinging their partner between their legs and in the air. I was like, yo, this is insane. No,
that's too much cardio. And that's too much responsibility. I'll drop her or something. Or she dropped me. Like, I'm going to look at her. I ain't dancing no more.
It's actually
at
each other. Pretty good.
Like, what's going on? Whole show just ruined. You feel me? But nah, like, no cap, man.
It's really dope to learn that shit, though.
I love watching dancing, though. That's why I go to the dance competitions.
How strong
and stuff.
You gotta be to do that.
Is this counterbalance? Actually, it's not even.
You gotta have some core.
It's counterbalance. It's like y'all both are working off of each other's balance. So any flipping, any leading, like when I go salsa dancing now, people automatically think it's a routine, and it's like no, you can feel the leading. like, which is why dancing couple, like partner dancing is so dope, because it's a conversation, a dialogue without talking.
I know, like, how to bachata.
Hey, let's get
that's
it.
That's a good step.
Yeah. I forgot. I do know how to do that. Yeah. Okay. I went to a couple Spanish clubs on 161 and they taught me. I remember.
Oh, yeah, it's lit.
Yeah, I think the dancing is one of the sensualities that's missing from relationships. Relationships have become physical and obligatory. And we got rid of the romance and we got rid of the sensuality. So these are things we do. And Wally, she cooks and she does meals and cooking classes. All of these things are ways we can connect with people. I love you. Know what I mean?
I'm definitely gonna tap in. No cap, especially home cooked meals. Like, what?
Oh man, I'm a sucker for a home cooked meal.
Oh god, that's why. Yeah, I'm tapping in for sure.
Men gotta start speaking up about these things. That's what we want. We don't want Chipotle. Like, we want home cooked meals.
I don't even mess with them.
I want to play. Lie.
I got food poisoning from them twice in two different cities in the same week.
Oh, wait.
Lover. Lover.
You showing up.
And it was that one steak. It was I swear it was good for like three times, and then they just I forgot what the steak called. Carne asada. That's what it was.
Ah, there you go.
That's so where are we?
Condados for life now, boy. Yes, condados,
bro. Switching out the spots.
Right now.
So where are you at in life now? And this is how we gonna wrap up. You tell us where you are in life. Where are you trying to go? Things that you're manifesting now. Not everything, you know. You can't tell everybody.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But what you can tell us and things right now, like, that you're working on.
Right now, selling my albums. You know, but no, selling the albums, and I'm just really gearing up for my shows that I got coming. I'm about to drop some more projects because I always drop two per year. So, well, I try to drop two per year since last year. So I'm trying to keep that going so I can get a consistency instead of just, you know, having too much. But I'm really working, man. I'm working. I don't want to say that, but it's about to be a lot of merch coming out. I'll say that. It's about to be a lot of merch.
So, are you able to tell us, Linda, when is your show? When's your next show that you have coming up?
Okay, so I'm still getting the dates together for it because we're throwing it ourselves. So we getting it together.
That's what's up.
Awesome. And I'm not going to give out dates with no, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got you.
But my next show, it should be before summer. And we try to make sure the weather good. We try to make sure all of the, you know what I'm saying? Because ain't nobody trying to come out in this topsy-turvy weather. I'm not. So I'm trying to make sure everything is right for that. And we get all the pieces behind the scenes together too. So, and it's going to be like a collaborative show. It's not just like me. It's like going to be a whole bunch of things. So we got to really get everyone on one accord as far as what we all want to do and things like that, but it's coming and it's going to be before summer for sure.
Let's go.
That's exciting.
Yes, sir.
All right, and we got stuff coming up too that y'all definitely welcome to. We got a festival going on 420. So we're going to send y'all all the information. Yeah, we're going to send y'all everything y'all need. For and sure. Let us know everything that y'all are working on.
Always.
So we can market it. So we can share it. You feel me? This was a pleasure, bro. I was excited for this show because I looked over your page and I'm like, all right, he got a good head on his shoulders. Like, let's do sure. this.
Thanks for blessing us, bro.
Whenever y'all want me back on, man, it's nothing but a holler, man. When y'all get the date for the show, we'll do another show about y'all.
Oh, yeah, we can do a live at the show. Shoot.
Yeah, we can do that too.
Hey, let's go.
Yes. And you can cater your food.
Hey, let's go.
Bag.
We love it.
I love it. Don't cap. Let's do it.
So, is there anything you want to leave the people with?
Listen, Keep Sleeping, Volume 1 out now. Physical copies out for sale, 10 a copy. Man, We working, man. You see them two beautiful people. Keep tuning in with them. They doing it. We doing it. Y'all doing it.
That's what's up.
That's love.
I love
hey,
it.
Hey, thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all know where to find us. This is about to be up everywhere. YouTube, every single podcast platform, and on Facebook still for y'all to watch. Make sure y'all tap in. Be safe out there, people.
Yes, sir.